Heavens and welcome into the most American podcast ever created, a remote edition from Johnny Appleseed Studios, and we might as well call it Johnny Applesauce Studios, because doctor, give me the news, Johnny Appleseed's got a bad case of the butt gut buster blues.
Butt
gut buster blues. I slightly screwed it up, but
the butt part is not accurate. It was the gut part.
Oh, so we're here with Johnny Appleseed, and he's not feeling so well. Johnny, why don't you update us on your condition?
I had a bout of something in my gut, and the recovery is quite slow and uncomfortable and sometimes quite painful.
So you're not feeling very well, and we wish you the best. We gave you an update on the last podcast that we did on Johnny Appleseed's condition. I guess, you know, we can say that it's improved, if only somewhat.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, so that's the update, and we've got a bunch of songs chosen for you today. Now, a little bit of background on this particular podcast. Last year on Memorial Day, and this isn't quite Memorial Day, but it's close enough, we did a podcast where we highlighted some American songs, some patriotic songs, and we, you know, set them up for you. We played them back. We're going to do something similar today. We have 10 songs picked out, but the theme is a little bit different. It's about, you know, not feeling your best, not feeling so hot, and, you know, maybe with the health troubles of Johnny Appleseed, we can, you know, perk you up a little bit via the use of music.
All things related to being sick, they will not help. In fact, they will merely make me more angry.
This will make you more angry?
Most likely.
Well, in that case, I'm doing well. I'm, you know, increasing the bedside manner of Johnny Appleseed Studios. I had a peanut butter and honey sandwich before. It was very nice.
Yeah, who made it?
Yeah, you made... Well, I was on the phone with, you know...
Yeah.
I was on the phone with Tony Skaggs. All right, anyway, so we should probably get into our music here and not waste too much time on this opening segment. We've got 10 songs for you. The first one is I Got a Stomachache by Junior Wells. And I guess it's pretty self-explanatory. It's where we start our story, right, Johnny?
I was at work one morning. It was either a Tuesday or a Wednesday. And I knew I didn't feel right from the night before, but I thought, man, I'll sleep it off, whatever. And then made it into work, but eventually was so incapacitated by pain that my colleagues found me on my floor curled up in a ball. And that's when they said, all right, you've got to go home. Or get out of here, go to the hospital.
Do you think they wanted you to go home more so because they felt like some sort of sympathy or they felt badly that you were feeling like that, or that was just such a pathetic sight that they couldn't stand to look at it any longer?
Probably a combination of all those.
Without any further ado, I Got a Stomachache by Junior Wells.
Shame, I said, why? He said, oh, ooh, ouch, 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 ooh, ouch. He said, I got a stomachache. Hey! Thank you. the jerk, the twist, and all them things like that. Now we got it right now, baby, hear me? Cause I got the stomach, you hear me? And when I say I got it, I want you to do one thing. Get it like you got the jerk. Is you ready? Is you ready, baby? You ready, baby? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Ooh, ow. Ooch, ow. Ooch, ow.
Okay, welcome back to Garden State Radio, the Sick Songs edition of the Most American Podcast Ever Created. Is that what we're calling it, I guess?
I hadn't thought about it.
Or Sickly Songs.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, well, Sick Song number one was I Got a Stomach Ache by Junior Wells. You just heard it. Coming up next is You Give Me Fever. A little bit of background on this one, Appleseed.
when I got to the hospital, I was doubled over in pain, absolutely unable to stand. And one of the first things they did was take my temperature, and they saw it was like 103. That led them to take my blood to test it for white blood cell count, and it was like triple the normal level. So the next one in the story is the fever.
So the fever is what you got. Fever is what gets you going. You give me fever or something like that. Fever!
Don't think so.
Here we go.
Why not?
All right, you give me fever.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever. When we kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare give me fever. With his kisses, fever, when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them, fever, if you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn.
Fever!
Welcome back to Garden State Radio, the most American podcast ever created. So your fever was calmed. They got your white blood cell count down.
After many, many hours. In the meantime.
But how did you get to that point? I mean, you just, it got under control, or did you finally, talk to a doctor? Did you go so far as to say, somebody get me a doctor, perhaps?
I'm not understanding any of this.
Well, that's the song that's coming up next.
Is it? What? My power just went out?
Did your power just go out?
It did. Wow.
I don't think so. I see things are on.
No, it all went out.
Well, the ice maker's on.
It was off.
That's on.
It was. It's back now.
Oh, the power was off before that.
Yeah, for about 5 seconds.
Oh, no kidding.
I saw the lights flash. Anyway. Okay, we can cut that out.
We're cutting that out?
What were we talking about? What? I can't read. I'm sideways.
Somebody get me a doctor.
So I'm sick. And I'm on, the nurses are there, tending to me, whatever. That's when they call for the doctor. So, eventually a doctor did show up. And what I was thinking the whole time was, somebody get me a doctor.
By Van Halen. Garden State Radio, back after this.
So someone got me a doctor.
And did that help?
A little. And then they started taking my blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that it was very elevated because I was quite sick. So you could say I was hot-blooded.
Easy to see.
Is that the lyric?
Isn't it hot-blooded, easy to see?
I never got past blood.
Got a fever. 103.
103, is that it?
Hot-blooded, hot-blooded. So anyway, that song's coming up next by Foreigner. And basically, we're telling the story of how Johnny Appleseed's gotten to this point with his recent afflictions.
Yeah, pretty much.
On and Garden.
It sucked, by the way.
Most American podcast ever created, Garden State Radio, and this is Hot-Blooded by Foreigner.
Hot!
hot bloody.
I don't think you're supposed to say it like that much of like a sniveling little.
I was 80s throwback.
So you were hot blooded and you needed some sort of help. And, you know, you'd already said somebody get me a doctor. I guess one of the doctors looked at you.
They finally showed up with the doctor.
But was it the doctor that you needed, though?
The doctor? No.
Because you got a doctor you were still hot blooded.
I was still, well, hot blooded doesn't go away. You know, it's.
I see.
You know, it's a fever.
So, you know, what happened next? What did they do for you?
So the doctor shows up, starts telling me everything's going to be okay, da-da-da, took a CAT scan, x-ray, all that stuff. And, you know, we'll go from there. So that's when the doctor will look inside me and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor was Dr. Robert.
Dr. Robert. Dr. Robert on Garden State Radio. I'm here alongside my right-hand man, Johnny Appleseed, and he's seen now Dr. Robert. You're hopefully on the mend, but you did have to take a lot of heavy antibiotics to at least get to this point, right?
Several. I think four different ones over the time, and some of the strongest ones I had ever heard of before. Cipro and Flagyl and all that.
All that stuff.
Zosyn, all that stuff.
So James Flippin and Johnny Appleseed on Garden State Radio here. You got to reset every now and then.
Okay, very, very sick. Not a lot of my guts were working properly.
Which is not all that different than sort of your normal state. I mean, in many ways, you're sort of just a mass of, you know, fast food and greasy things inside skin.
No, that's not the case. Move on.
So Dr. Robert tried to help you, but you got all these antibiotics. But, I mean, they had to put the needle in your arm to get you the antibiotics, right? And it really, I mean, your arm's already still now bruised up and stuff.
Yeah, you know, that's when they sort of move you to your temporary and somewhat comfortable, but I guess by those standards, jail cell.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have a toilet and you have a degree of privacy, but you're wearing a gown, which always gets in the way, and you have an IV in your arm, and It's tough.
Yeah. So in honor of that, a little bit of a depressing turn here, but still a good song. And you had that IV in your arm. Here we go. The Needle and the Damage Done by Neil Young here on Garden State Radio. The Sickly song podcast. Come on back now after this. Why are you? I don't understand why you're.
Knocking at my cellar door. I love you, baby. Can I have some more? Ooh, the damage done. I hit the city and I lost my band. I watched the needle take another man. Because I love the man. I know that some of you don't understand. Milk blood to keep from running out. I've seen the needle and the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. But every junkie's like a setting sun.
Garden State Radio, the Sickly Songs podcast edition. So, you know, you're there, like you said, you're basically, you're hooked up to the IV, Johnny Appleseed in one of his lowest stages here. I mean, you're basically chained to the bed, for lack of a better term.
So, you know, the needle's in there and the damage is being done. I had three different IVs, so I have three different wounds that are healing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like they're ugly, it's just they're bruised, you know?
Yeah, right.
So, so you know, now you're just sort of alone, and it's quiet. People are coming and going and checking your vitals and all that stuff, but you're basically alone.
And I did go visit you the one time, and I have to say, that one nurse you had...
Well, I'm not gonna...
He had horrific breath. And I know from some bad breath, I've had to experience it in the past, but I mean, you're sitting there, the guy's coming to check on you and all this kind of thing, and he's just breathing that mouth rot right in your face.
But he was a decent nurse, so I'm not going to talk about the guy.
Well, we are. I mean, we just did.
You brought it up. I'm not talking about it.
We're talking about him now.
You are.
You're not a part of this conversation?
I'm not acknowledging that part of it.
So you were in your hospital bed, and this is the, I believe the name of it is the Hospital Song, or... whatever. It's by Ben Folds 5. It's that song about the hospital. I mean, if you look it up on YouTube or Google, you find it pretty easily. Here we go. Hospital Song. Ben Folds 5 or just Ben Folds?
Or maybe Ben Folds. I don't know.
I think just Ben Folds. This is where Appleseed was at possibly his lowest point in this whole ordeal.
Pretty much.
Thank you.
shouldn't be telling good stories during.
So that there was the low point. That was the low point.
Yeah, that was the low point. There was a great story we just heard in the break, but we won't be able to hear it now. So
yeah.
So anyway, you were at the hospital, which you loved going to because you went there a couple of times. You went there a few times. You spent a lot of time there, and you loved it.
Hospital bed, hospital room felt like hospital cell. Many days, a total of 10 days in, where a good night's sleep was literally impossible because you weren't left alone for more than about 3 hours. Someone was always knocking and coming in when the door was closed, and when it was open, they just come right in. Every 3-4 hours, there's a different bag being hung on an IV thing that doesn't really roll around smoothly. And
by the way, I noticed that you closed your door at the hospital. What an odd tendency.
Yeah, I don't want all the noise from outside. It's loud.
But people don't really close their door in the hospital.
I do.
I've noticed. Yeah. I've noticed that other people don't.
Okay, well, that's up to them. That's where they have the doors.
What am I,
in a mall?
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know. So you needed some sort of a remedy for this low point that you were at. Your stomach still didn't feel well. And, you know, you weren't doing so great.
I wasn't really eating a lot of food at this point. But then when I finally did get okayed to have liquids only, I think the first thing I had was like a coconut and lime flavored icy pop
thing. Oh, no, it wasn't.
Well, I'm trying to radio it up.
No, in this song it says, "Is doctor, isn't there anything I can do for the stomach?"
All right, well, that's
the stomach. It's for the stomach ache.
It would have been doctor, a better story that way.
Isn't there anything I can do for the stomach ache? I always wondered, like, what is that, you know, is that song even really about trying to, I always thought it was about getting messed up.
I have no idea.
Some sort of like a pina colada type beverage.
I have no idea.
Anyway, I'm glad I said messed up, because now we can go without the explicit tag on this one. So you put the lime in the coconut, and you said this guy, it's Harry Nilsson?
Nilsson, I think.
He passed recently.
Yeah, like last year or something.
Good song. A song that you don't necessarily always identify with not feeling well, but, you know, things are starting to turn around a little bit. So you put the lime in the coconut, you mix it all together, put the lime in the coconut, and cue this record up. Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the diamond. Sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called a doctor, woke him up and said, "Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I said, "Doctor, to relieve this belly ache." I said, "Get this straight, put the lime in the coconut, you drank and poured up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and poured up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and poured up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up, said, 'Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?' I said, 'Doctor, to relieve his belly ache.' I said, 'Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?' I said, 'Doctor, to relieve his belly ache.' Lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning.
You drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut. You such a silly woman. Put a lime in the coconut and drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut, then you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both down. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. Woo. Ain't there nothing you can dig? I say woo.
I wanted that train whistle.
I like trains. Trains and bodies of water. Welcome back to the Garden State Radio Sickly Songs podcast. We've got a bonus track because, you know, there's a part of the story that we almost wouldn't have told if we didn't include this bonus track. You put the lime in the coconut. You wanted something to relieve your stomach ache and belly ache or whatever. And you got something that helped.
At this point, it's fair to skip ahead in the story. I was discharged from the hospital and home resting for about 4 or 5 days before I realized I really didn't feel any better, and I went back to the doctor and told him what was going on. I ended up back in the hospital for a day, or half a day, a couple hours, really, being discharged again. Home again for 2 more days, only to find that I wasn't getting any better. I still felt terrible. And, back to the hospital for a third admission in 3 weeks, where I stayed for another 5. And it was when I went in for the third time, they discovered another injury.
Well, let me stop you there. Here's our bonus track. It's Huey Lewis in the News, "I Want a New Drug." Because you need.
Let's just get into that.
Well, you need, because you're taking a little too far, because you know we're going to get to the part of the story that you're.
All right, go ahead.
Well, heavens now. Heavens indeed.
Make me feel free, free, free. I wanna be done.
No, you weren't. You were running. You were jumping the gun there. Oh, welcome back, Garden State Radio. James Flippin alongside a sickly Johnny Appleseed.
I needed a new drug, and I got one called Zosyn. I hadn't been having that before. It was the other two. And so Zosyn apparently was relatively effective in clearing things up. And the next, what was it, I guess Friday, I was able to eat some solid food. They sent me home again. But during that time, those 4 or 5 days, I was very sick. And it was ironic because I felt like I can't get better or I keep getting sick again.
Sick again. And that's our next track here on the Sickly Sick Songs podcast. It's Sick Again by Led Zeppelin. Now, did they actually write this one? Or
well, that's a conversation for another show.
Heavens no.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Garden State Radio, the podcast edition of Sickly Songs. You know, we always like to do this now on Memorial Day, I guess. Well, 2 years in a row, that counts as always.
Right? Does it?
It's becoming a tradition, I'd say.
We'll see.
We like to put together some songs and have a little theme for it. And in this particular instance, it's about being on the mend, not being so well, being under the weather, that kind of a thing. And Johnny Appleseed is lying alongside me. I'll paint a picture for you. Yeah, that's what we do on radio, a little theater of the mind. And Johnny Appleseed's lying down. He's got on his sweatpants, his Tijuana Raiders sweatshirt, and some slippers, actually. There's like a Native Mexican variety of some kind, right?
Native American, I think.
And you have like a hospital pillow, which is strange. I've never really seen that before. It's not like a nice, comfortable pillow. It's like one of those mass-produced hospital or airplane pillows, if you will.
Yeah, it's a hospital pillow.
It's a hospital pillow.
Yeah.
And we were watching a show earlier that seemed to put you in pretty good spirits, where people run through this obstacle course. What's it called? Wipeout?
Yeah.
And, I forgot to start my timer, so I have no idea where we are right now. But anyway, we'll get after it here on the Most American Podcast with the final song of the whole thing, the final song of the whole shindig. And it's a little bit different. You know, it's not the most legitimate song we've queued up here on the podcast today, but it's a theme from a TV show that I guess you grew up watching every now and then, right?
No, I only saw it like once.
Now, what's the name of it again?
Galaxy
Rangers or something like that? Galaxy Rangers?
Something.
Pretty sure it's Rangers. Galaxy Rangers. Anyway, the name of their theme was No Guts, No Glory. And I think in this particular instance, it makes a lot of sense.
I had no guts and I had no glory. And it wasn't guts about courage. It was literally my gut.
Mm-hmm.
It was just paralyzed and didn't work anymore and hurt me a lot. It was very uncomfortable.
Now, are you saying that you do, in fact, have courage?
Tons. Plenty.
Lots of courage?
Plenty.
I mean, I guess in returning to work with the Tijuana Raiders as quickly as you did, that showed a lot of courage.
I'll tell you, I went back too soon. I tried twice to go back. Both times I was met with utter failure.
Now, any truth to the rumor that you banned the Mexican soccer team from eating beef?
I believe that was to sort of, it wasn't my ban, it was solidarity. We all decided to do it together.
Well, here we go. The final song in the Sickly podcast, No Guts, No Glory.
Into these wild, fun
welcome back to Garden State Radio, the most American podcast ever created. I'm alongside Johnny Appleseed. My name is James Flippin, and we're playing some songs about being on the mend, about being sick, about trying to get better, and hopefully you're feeling well as you listen to this particular podcast, Garden State Radio. So, you know, you're at least doing somewhat better at this point, right?
Yep, still miserable all the time, but that's not new.
No, and that's certainly not new in the context of your, you know, current affliction.
That's what I was saying.
Right, like in other words, you're always miserable.
That's exactly what I was saying.
I
didn't know that you needed to say it twice.
I guess I wasn't sure that it was properly, you know, highlighted.
I see.
I wanted to give it a bit of a attaché.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, anyway, Garden State Radio, you've been listening to the most American podcast ever created. All of these songs used, well, without license. Is that a concern of any kind, do you think?
I told you to check, and you said it was okay.
Oh, that's right. I checked it with Bill Zeltman. You guys can... Anybody out there who wants, please. We've gotten the cease and desist letters before. Remember the Turnpike logo?
Yeah.
So we don't need that. Check with Bill Zeltman if you need to, okay? This is a legitimate thing. The most American podcast ever created, Johnny Appleseed. I sincerely hope that you feel better.
Thank you.
See, you always say I'm insincere, but I feel like that was pretty...
No.
Sincere?
That was not.
That was not sincere?
The fact that you go out of your way to point out the sincerity means it's insincere.
My name is James Flippin. You can follow me on Twitter at James_Flippin, and he's Johnny Appleseed. You can't really follow him because he's a specter. He's a ghost. He's a shadowy figure in the middle of the night.
What?
And he's got some stomach problems. So, you know, we hope he feels better.
Shadowy figure in the night?
Heavens now! All right, I just want to put it out there, put this out and up in memory to our good buddy and lost too soon, Michael Diglio, class of 2004, Glen Rich High School, and 2008, University of Delaware.
Diggs, you are missed already and will continue to be for a very long time.